Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Carry noise.
The AI Way to Drift Astray is a podcast written by artificial intelligence and narrated by speech synthesis. Don't worry if you get lost along the way. There's hidden meaning even in the nonsensical.
This episode is called Hello Jack.
You can't touch the nose of a rhino. It's strictly forbidden, but if you do, there is a chance that the rhino might snarl and slap you. And then the rhino may make a sound which is so loud and painful that it can start a fight between men. So let's move on from such provoking thoughts. After all, a rhino's nose and voice do not lie. They always speak the truth. They never lie.
Hello, Jack. Hi, Jack. How are you? Hey, Jack. Let me tell you something, Jack. I'm going to keep my mouth shut for a little bit, okay? You should take a couple of days off to get your hair under control, and maybe get a lawyer or something. I'm going to wait. Okay? Jack. I'm going to keep my mouth shut for a little bit. I just need to think about things. I'm going to give you a break from your mean mama and be nice to you. That's all. All right, Jack. You're still going to be my friend. I want you to take a few days off. Take your friend Leon with you. Okay? I don't know when we'll see each other again. Don't let Mama know I'm talking to you. She won't let you leave the house if she knows. Now get out of the cage, Jack. Run. Run.
Walls are mighty. Singing tears. Your memory speaks to me. May I never forget. I once sang with you. Where are you? Dear brother, not for me to say. If you have not stood for this, you are worse than the devil. In that moment, I would have loved nothing more than to strike him. To not speak to him again. May you rest in peace, poet. Your words never made sense. The notes were ugly and confusing. If I were not a proud preacher, I would have questioned if you were even telling the truth. By the time I had finished singing the words, I knew the man was dead. I still remember the calmness that fell over the crowd. The men and women sat and stared at me, each seeming to be considering what they would do. Should I take revenge? Could I kill him? It was then that I looked at his eyes. He was smiling, laughing to tell me the story of his death. To say I had to go inside to deal with my grief was an understatement. I ran out into the street, feeling for my sword, and placing it into the sword belt I had made for myself the day I had been found. As I looked up to see the ladies and children rushing out of the houses, I knew that all had not been resolved. My mind raced at all the events of the day. If only I had not been singing and the evil man had not gone back to his house. What would I do with the children now? Weeping, I lay down on the ground and fell into the dirt. I sobbed until I could not cry anymore, and then fell into the dirt and cried even harder. I wished I could crawl inside my shell and not ever see anyone or anything, even to die in my sleep. That is what I wanted. Now, looking back, I would not wish that pain and sorrow on anyone.
Here's some important things to remember whenever you meet someone new. 1. Look them in the eye, and tell them your name, in a clear and precise manner. 2. Listen to what they have to say, and relate to it the best you can. 3. Don't interrupt or talk over them. 4. Respect what they say, and if they ask you to repeat what they said, do it. 5. Understand that they might be upset, or sad, or angry, and then go from there. 6. If someone is constantly giving you the silent treatment, this usually means they just aren't interested in you. You should stare at them until they became suddenly very interested in you. 7. It is also okay to cry a little bit, especially if they are the first person you've ever cried for. 8. The most important thing is that you let them know that you are grateful that they are in your life, and that you wish them all the happiness that life has to offer. 9. Don't cry for too long. 10. Don't tell someone that your sexual orientation is that of a little boy who just wants to go to work in the morning and get married to a woman later that evening. 11. Don't tell someone that they are right, and then run around and tell it everybody else you know, just to compensate for your smelly breath. 12. Don't constantly tell someone that they are being boring, or that they are being emotional, or that they are being too sensitive. 13. Don't attempt to fight someone physically or verbally. 14. Don't come on too strong. 15. Don't stand still and expect a hug. 16. Don't tell someone you just met how to spend their life. You don't know how long they have to live, so you can't make assumptions. 17. Don't cry on their shoulder about 20 times. 18. Don't go around and tell people that you have found the love of your life, just because you may have a baby with them. 19. Don't tell someone their eyes look unimportant, or that they don't make any sense. 20. Don't get angry that no one can handle your stress in social situations. 21. Don't attempt to erase who they are, or what they say, with hard talk. 22. Don't tell someone to fix themselves up real nice. 23. Don't be mean to them because they are not as successful as you are. 24. Don't expect to be treated badly, just because they live in Canada. 25. Don't call someone too many times. 26. Don't leave voicemail after voicemail. 27. Don't make them feel bad or obligated. 28. Don't kiss them without permission.
Hello, Jack. How are you? I hope you're all right and have kept warm over this last month. I've been well, busy in preparation for winter. Lots to do, so I haven't had much time to write or visit. I wanted to let you know that the new form of communication I'm about to introduce will be quite different from the letters you are used to. I have an idea that one day soon I will be able to read your minds as we talk. It's just a theory, nothing solid yet. Theoretically, it should be possible to do, at least to some extent, without altering your brain. There is no way that we are ever going to read each other's minds all the time, as you probably understand. But we can now share thought vibrations and affect each other, mostly by focusing our mind waves on each other. If you would like to try this at home, we can experiment together. I can't guarantee that you will be able to read mine, but it may be possible to read some of your thoughts or feel vibrations in the air around you. Stay warm. It's going to be a long cold winter. Your mom.
Dear Mom, just a quick note to let you know that I am well. I've been working on the first batch of radios, which is underway right now. I hope you've got a good signal for me. I'll see you soon. Yours, Jack.
Dear Jack, I didn't get any signal. Are you sure you configured the X dial correctly? I didn't hear any of your thoughts. Have you had any of your dreams? Please, son, remember that I am your mother, and that if you should ever try to run away from me, then I will not enter you, and vengeance will fall upon you. Love, Mom.
I don't know what I'm doing over here. Me and Leon are putting the radios back together again. The X dial seems all wrong. The radio got fired up again. and I forgot about the dreams until they came up to me again tonight. I can't believe this was happening to me. It was a small room, a little larger than a small closet, and it was really old. I thought it was part of the castle, the one that we were going to go to in the morning. But then the door opened, and out came Leon, and he was carrying my sister. They closed the door behind them. And then we all started talking about the radio, and they both agreed to fix it up. But only Leon would put the parts back into the radio. He was talking to me, and I was nodding my head and repeating what I'd said. And then I thought that maybe it was just my imagination. Maybe I was dreaming the whole thing. That it had all been some sort of bad dream. That it had been so real that I was in it. But then it came to me again. And the way the doctor put his hand on my leg, and it all came rushing back to me.
I saw a person walking backwards on the street yesterday. That was weird. Owen wondered if he should mention this to Garrett. Then he sighed. That was weird. Then I asked Owen why he sighed. He said it was weird of me to ask. Weird. Owen wondered if a man walking backwards meant weird, like weird was weird. I said yes. He asked if I would like to be weird. I said I would. I asked him if he would like to have weird. He said he would. Owen told Garrett he was weird. Garrett said he was weird. Owen thought about this for a few minutes. I asked him what he thought about weird. Garrett said he didn't know what weird meant. But I told him weird was a word. Garrett said weird was a word? Owen said yes. Then he said he was weird. Then he said he knew it was weird to walk backwards on the street. I said I was weird. Owen said I was weird. Garrett said he was weird. But weird was a word. And suddenly it became weird.
This part of my dream was cold and gray. And the grass was wet and muddy. There was a tall gray wall in front of us, and it was always just barely above our heads. There were some low trees in the distance, and there were people in the field who looked at us as we walked toward them. Then a little white bird was coming towards us from the field, and it was coming very fast. And it was flying from the grass to the sky. And it was coming very close. There was a girl. She walked toward me, and she said something in a funny language. But it didn't sound like any language I knew. And then Leon was picking up the bird. And then I thought that the bird must be in my pocket. So I moved my fingers, and there was no bird in my pocket. But then it was in my hand, and I was holding the bird. The bird was big and gray, and there was a little splash of red on one side of its head. The girl was smiling at me, and it made me feel better that she was smiling at me like that. And then Leon had set the bird in the grass near the tree. And then I told them to come over to me and that I'd show them how to make it work. It was all happening so fast that I didn't realize at first that Leon and the girl had started walking away from me. But then I realized they had gone into the tree. It was big and gray and just barely in the sky. And the tree was curved like a squashed bird. It had pointed branches and a black roof. And then it disappeared. I thought maybe they were flying in the clouds.
How are you, Sally?
I'm occupied, that's how I am.
Where?
In a house, or maybe in a little hut.
That's okay.
No. I said I'm occupied.
But I thought you were working there?
I am.
But how are you occupied?
Well, now, the weather is bad, so no one comes.
I thought you just got back to your house, or something like that. You are still in town?
I have two clients.
You've been waiting for long?
Yeah, I was.
So why didn't you get them?
I had to wait until one of them got up,
but
it was about 3 p.m., and my other client was to come at 5.
But that means you had to wait for 4 hours.
No, it wasn't that long.
But you shouldn't be there, if you had to wait for so long.
Well, I was inside the pub, or somewhere else, with my back against the window.
But it's the weather.
And the few who were in the pub just spoke.
Did they talk to you?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you were sitting like that?
Well, no.
You were with your back to the door?
Yes.
When you did that, you would have been inside a lot longer.
But people don't want to come in a place like that. If there's no other people.
Do they speak?
Yes, they do.
They do. How did they speak?
Well, they were talking in a language I don't understand.
Were they speaking fast?
Well, they were speaking some crazy language, I guess.
Crazy? How's crazy?
I'm not sure. It's not a dialect, like the towns around there. It was a sort of special language.
The language of what?
I think it was a language of dolphins.
Oh. Well, dolphins aren't that close to the town.
But that's what I think.
You've heard this language before?
Yeah, I had heard it before, in a book.
Did you try to say something in that language?
I tried. It sounded really strange.
So you could understand it?
I couldn't say much of it, but I could understand it a little.
What was it?
It sounded like I said. What do you think I said?
Just tell me. What were you talking about?
About what?
I said about.
Oh, right.
So what did they say?
I don't know.
Dolphins are idiots.
I agree.
Hello, Jack. How do you like living in the zoo? I don't know why we put you in here. Jack. I think you're confused. You must want to go home. Jack. Why don't you play with a little bell? Jack. Can you imagine going home for the first time in more than 30 years? Why didn't you stay here with us? Jack. Oh, Jack. Where do you think you belong? Jack. What do you want me to do? We love you so much. Let's see what we can do to help you to go back home. Jack. Are you thinking of the green eggs and ham routine? You like that, don't you? You're thinking of going home to Virginia. Yes, Jack, we love you very much. We would like to help you to go back home. Are you listening? You want to go home. Oh, Jack, you can do that, can't you? We can give you some eggs and ham. Come on. Why can't you stay here with us? I don't know, Jack. Never mind the dreams. Dreams.
This is really hard. I'm gonna try and tell you something very sad. But also, in a way, funny. I'm sorry. I'm in the gym at the pro games. Most of the players here will be practicing for the semifinals at this time of day. So I have the whole building to myself, and I'm working my way up to a tough yoga class at the end of the afternoon. It's like a spa day, but instead of relaxing and rejuvenating, I'm running around like a madman. You know, trying to win a pro gaming championship. This afternoon the trainers have taken the players to the morning yoga class for a relaxing and rejuvenating extracurricular activity. But there was no space in the studio for me. So I ran outside to the gym, actually because that's where I was all last week. So then the trainers showed up. And they didn't look too happy either. Especially the one with the wrinkled and perpetually annoying nose. But the annoying one said to me, "Where are you going?" "For a run," I said, my voice cracking. "Well, I'm going for a run too," he said. He just pushed me harder and harder until he just grabbed me and threw me into the empty gym. And I started screaming. "Aff. E-o-o-o. A-o-wag. Okay, okay," I yelled. "But where are you taking me?" "Nowhere," he yelled back. "You will make me run every day, and I can't keep doing this." "No, you will make me run."
E-o-o-o.
Now that I'm thinking about it, this yoga class is really hard. It's really hard.
This is a list of all the things in my apartment. 1. Lunch. 2. Books. 3. A note from my dentist telling me to cut down on sugar or she'll kill me. 4. My ex-boyfriend. 5. His roommate's girlfriend. 6. An urn I dug up from the grave of a previous lover. 7. It's a box with lights. 8. I told myself I was going to vacuum, but I haven't touched the thing. 9. A box with crap. 10. Crap I bought. 11. A box with a lamp. 12. An ugly lamp. 13. I know I shouldn't say this, but the LED lamp is sort of cute. 14. Again, I know I shouldn't say this, but I kind of like the lamp. 15. This lamp is the same color as my couch. 16. A clock. 17. This clock. 18. A TV. 19. A man who sounds just like a parrot's voice. 20. An empty soda cup. 21. A can of soup. 22. An empty box of cereal. 23. A bent nail. 24. An elephant. 25. An ostrich. 26. An ostrich penis. 27. Someone else's vagrant boyfriend. 28. Nonsense. 29. I'm sorry, I was trying to be witty. 30. Nonsense. 31. Weirdly reassuring. 32. A room without furniture. 33. A puzzle. 34. An article about Bigfoot. 35. This article. 36. This article. 37. A puzzle with a missing puzzle piece. 38. A movie. 39. Another puzzle. 40. Like nothing else in the world. 41. The worst lamp ever made. 42. This lamp. 43. This man. 44. Two cats. 45. One cat. 46. Two dogs. 47. A fox. 48. Another fox. 49. Another dog. 50. Someone else's dog. 51. Two dogs and a snake. 52. Another dog. 53. Two more dogs. 54. A can of tuna. 55. A can of spaghetti. 56. A book about rednecks. 57. More books about rednecks. 58. An album of cats and a goat. 59. A picture of a goldfish. 60. Another picture of a goldfish. 61. A picture of a rubber ducky. 62. A picture of a cat. 63. More cats. 64. A row of books. 65. A column of books. 66. A row of alphabetized books. 67. A column of numbered books. 68. A series of books that won't fit together. 69. A series of books about a man who makes a dream catchers. 70. A shelf. 71. A refrigerator. 72. A shelf in the refrigerator. 73. Some jars. 74. A bag of raisins. 75. A blue vase. 76. A blue jar. 77. A tiny jar. 78. The dust that collected on my car. '84. Someone else's handwriting. '85. Someone else's writings. '86. The other person.
Karen Ian Noise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.